بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا، سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى أهل البيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين المنتجبين المنتخبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرض روحي وأرواح الفداء، ولعن الله وعداهم أجمعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First of all, I'd like to congratulate every single one of you for being people of conscience, for listening to that internal need for justice, and coming out here on a Saturday in this weather to bring your children and your family, and to not only chant Labbaik Ya Hussein, but be an actual manifestation of that chant. So please join me as well in including my name on that list of those individuals who equally chant Labbaik Ya Hussein. Labbaik Ya Hussein! Labbaik Ya Hussein! Labbaik Ya Hussein! Our message today are for four different people. The first message are to those mothers of the Shohada of Karachi and Quetta. That yes, our distance from you is miles and miles away, but our hearts today are with you. We cry along with you. Our men cry for your men. Our women cry for your women. Our kids cry for your kids. You may think for a moment that your young child is gone in vain. We are here to send you a very clear message. We will always stand beside you. Your sacrifice will never go in vain. As long as we have breath inside of us, we will stand in front of this building, we will protest, we will make our voices clear, we will let you know that your shaheed, your sacrifice, will forever be remembered inside of our hearts. The second message to the government of Pakistan, the United Nations, any and every organization that claims to be a humanitarian organization, you have proven yourself to be completely useless. You've proven yourself to be completely insignificant. You've proven yourself to be completely irrelevant. And until and unless you prove to us that you're able to do something every single time there's a blast in Pakistan, you can rest assured on this ground, in front of this building and this parking lot, we'll be here every single time.
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
You can organize your Quran khanis, you can make your statements, but when it takes you 48 hours to come to the scene of the blast, we have a big problem with you. It's not like we're asking your completely incompetent intelligence services to do anything. The groups have come out and said that we are responsible for these attacks. All we're asking you to do is do your job and secure and provide safety to the people of Pakistan. We want persecution, we want punishment, we want those who are responsible brought to justice. It's the basic function of any government in this world, to provide safety to its people. You, the irrelevant government of Pakistan, and by extension, I'm sorry to say, this continent behind me has proven to not even provide the basic function of any government. If you can't do it, move aside. If you even can't do that, then allow us to defend ourselves in our own streets of Pakistan. If you can't do it, we'll do it ourselves. The third message to those perpetrators who are responsible for these attacks. Let me make one thing perfectly clear to you. You can kill our ulama. You can burn our buildings. You can destroy our families. You can kill innocent lives. You can even blast our buildings. One thing you will never destroy is our resolve, is our willpower, and our love for justice. One thing that you will never trample is our connection to that Muslim Imam of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. What you...
Labbaik
ya Husayn. One thing that you fail to realize is that you threaten us with death. You place shahadat in front of us and you think that we're going to run from the streets. You don't realize that we are the followers of that family who were imprisoned, who were tortured, who were slaughtered, who were trampled, who were taking their rights away, and they never gave up the fight. We equally, as members of the Ahlul Bayt, will never give this fight up. You can destroy us until you're blue in the face. We're not getting anywhere. Hayhat min nazillah. Our shahadat is our lifeline. The Quran is very clear in Surah Anfal, very open ayat that says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. استجيبوا لله ولرسوله إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه وأنه إليه تحشرون. Very clearly the ayat says that, O you who believe, answer the call of Allah and the Rasul when they invite you towards that path that will bring you life. This path of the Ahlul Bayt is a path of life for us. You may believe that you've taken away our shuhada, our individuals, but the reality is that every single time there's a blast, you inject us with life. You inject us with power. You inject us with this resolve to rise up against you. You are a desperate, desperate group. If you're not able to come and sit down with us and talk to us on an intellect basis, if you resort to savagery and animal instinct to kill five-year-old children, then you are a desperate, losing nation. And that's exactly our message today. The last message, my brothers and my sisters, is to the Imam of our time. يابن الزهراء يابن الحسن يا صاحب الزمان. Understand that we are doing everything we can to prepare the grounds for your arrival. We beg you, we plead you, we ask you to pray for our millat, pray for our nation, defend our nation. These are individuals who were your followers in Karachi and Quetta. These were individuals who were your future companions. These are individuals who believe in your wilayat. We ask you, Yabna al-Hasan, look down on us. You are our Imam, you are our Hadi, you are our Wali, you are our father. We are yatim without you, Yabna al-Hasan. But know that until there is breath inside of us, every single time that one of your Shias gets killed, we will do everything we can to prove to you, Yabna al-Hasan, that we are preparing the grounds for your arrival. It was your Muslim grandfather that we remember every single time one of our Shias are killed. These individuals want to make this a sectarian issue. Let me make one thing clear to my Sunni brothers in the audience and to my Shia brothers in the audience. If you lower this issue to a Sunni Shia issue, the enemy has won. Attacks in Christian neighborhoods today, attacks on Sunni mosques today, attacks in Shia mosques everywhere. It goes to show you they have no intention of making this a sectarian issue. It is an issue of terrorism, an issue of violence, and every single one of us, we stand beside our Sunni brothers, we stand beside our Christian brothers. We unite against this issue, and we do it in the name of our Muslim Imam, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. To the mothers of the shuhada, you know, these images we see online sometimes of these 5-year-olds draped in a kafan. It breaks our hearts. We can't even see those images anymore after a while. But to those mothers, I will say this to you, that there's no doubt your sacrifice was azim, it was great, and may Allah accept that sacrifice. But your 5-year-old was able to be buried in a kafan. Your 5-year-old was able to be buried properly by thousands of people in Karachi. Come to the day of Ashura, we have many mothers who gave their lives for children that didn't have that blessing. But one mother I want to focus on today, and then iltimas dua. Shab-e-Ashur, Imam Hussein is going tent to tent to tent to make sure everyone is okay, everyone is rested. In one tent is the sound of crying coming from that tent. Imam Hussein looks inside that tent and says, Rabab, why do you cry like this? She says, Yabna Rasulullah, every single one of these mothers have somebody to sacrifice. All I have is a 6-month-old Ali Asghar and a 4-year-old Sakina. I don't have that sacrifice that other mothers do. I have nothing to give for your mission, Imam Hussein. I'll say this to you, Rabab, that what your children gave was no sword, was no spear, but that Nanni Zaban of Ali Asghar, those tears of Sakina, were more powerful than any sword, any spear, any junk could ever do. The same Ali Asghar who sat there lying in the arms of Imam Hussein, and all he did was show the enemies the small little Zaban that he was thirsty, that had more of an effect on those enemies than these arrows and these spears did. And all Bibi Sakina did was lay there in the zindan of Yazid, crying constantly for the head of her father, to the point when this head was brought to Bibi Sakina, she stopped crying altogether. Bibi Zainab asked Imam Sajjad to go see what's happening. I don't hear Sakina's voice. There he sees her lying. One cheek is on the cheek of her, the head of her father, and her life is gone. This is the sacrifice of Rabab. Where on the day when this qafila came back from Medina to Karbala on the day of Arba'een to say their salams to the shuhada, one by one they begin to make their way back to Medina. Bibi Zainab gathers the qafila. Everyone is ready to go. One Rabab is sitting at the head of the grave of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. Bibi Zainab says, Rabab, it's time to go back to Medina. It's almost as if Rabab looks up to Bibi Zainab and ask her, I'm going back to Medina, but what am I going back to? Tell me, I brought my Hussein with me. I brought my Nani Ali Asghar with me. I brought my 4-year-old Sakina with me. I'm leaving with nobody. I left my Sakina in the Zindan of Sham. I left my Ali Asghar in the plains of Karbala. Matina Hussein.